SATS only version, Reno Center, March 21st, 2021. After meditation and bhajan, satsang starts. The topic for tonight is fear of death. Kavi reads a quote from Baba and also question 53 of Most Precious.
Tonight's topic is fear of death. And I will read Sai Baba's quote first. Do you cry when you change your old clothes to new? Death is a change of dress. Because of the long association you have established with the body, you cry at the time of death. If you consider the relationship as temporary, you won't cry. You must attach yourself only to God and not to anyone or anything in the world. God is a permanent friend. After death, where does the Atma go? What happens to the Atma after the body is cast off? And how long does it take to be reborn? These are ridiculous questions. This can be explained by an example. If you put on the switch, the bulb burns because of the electric energy flowing through it. When the bulb is removed, nothing happens to the energy, which is still there, though the bulb is gone. Similarly, the body comes and goes, but the Atma is eternal. Embodiments of the divine Atma, you must get rid of all narrow ideas and attitudes. All worldly things are like passing clouds. There is only one that is permanent and changeless. That is Brahmatva. It should be realized through the path of pure love. Question 53 from Most Precious. Dear one, speak to us of what to do with the fear of death. Answer. The fear of death is always with you as long as you think of yourself as only the body and the mind. Death is only an end to the specific form. Therefore, it is natural to fear it. Now, again and again, I have to come back to the one and only truth. You are not the body, and you are not the mind. You only use them as a vehicle for a short period of time, and only I will continue, even when death or the end comes. You see it every day, the coming and going of forms and names. It is the nature of the manifested world. What is manifested is temporary, and what is the force or the base is eternal. I tell you, you are that. All is that. There is nothing but that. Rehearse death over and over until it becomes a role to play. This way, you get familiar with it, and the fear will disappear. Fear is of the unknown and is due to the attachment to the name and the form. This is why I emphasize detachment and a desireless state. Start dwelling on permanent and impermanent. Choose to center on the permanent. Those who know this truth welcome death. Why? Because they see it as an ongoing, everlasting continuation of isness. The first question here is, to what extent has your fear of death lessened or changed since being on this path? And what tools or wisdom have helped you with the fear of death?
A couple of people share their understanding, and then Kavi asks his next question as follows.
Most Precious says, the fear of death is always with you as long as you think of yourself as only the body and mind. Death is only an end to the specific form. Therefore, it is natural to fear it. So, what does it mean to think of yourself as only the body and mind? Or if you want to answer, what does death is only an end of the specific form mean to you? Either of them.
So Rania shares that she has noticed that she has fear of death when she is attached to herself, her body, and people around her. And then she says that she has a question about Sat's quote as follows.
The line that caught my attention is, rehearse death over and over until it becomes a role to play. This way you get familiar with it and the fear will disappear. So my question is, how do I rehearse death? Like, is it by practicing the death meditation again and again? And I love the part when Sat says, to realize that it becomes a role, just like I'm playing the role of a mother or daughter. So I think like when I realize it as a role, like death is a role, I guess I will not have that fear. But my question is, how can I do that? Thank you.
Yeah, the death meditation is helpful for attachments. It's not that we get rid of our love for our children or even our attachment to our children. By death meditation, it gets rid of the attachment to temporary in general. It's not as specific for the kids. Because when you meditate death meditation for a moment, you feel like that's it. You left the body. And then at that moment, everything is not there the way it was before. And death is inevitable. So is you're imagining something that will happen to each one of us. So in a way, it's real. You're just imagining what you're living. So that helps. But beside that, as you expand your understanding of your own silence, and also you begin to really see how temporary things are, how changing things are, without you knowing even, it begins to loosen the tie with the body. It's not as touchable as real. So there are many things that gives hand in hand to the death meditation, and you don't even have to meditate. I say death meditation as a discipline, but just 1 second, if it dawns on you, wow, the end is, you know, is the end for every living being, even the whole creation, even the animals, the minerals, the trees, all of that. So at that point, you get familiar with it, as it's saying here. Not that your fear goes completely away unless there is a full realization, but somehow you understand it better. So when we understand things, we don't fear it as much. When we accept things, we don't fear it as much. It's resistance that brings fear. So it's a combination of many things that will help. Now, there is another point also, is that as we wake up to our own reality, automatically, the temporary becomes very unreal to us. And at that point, the fear of death gets less and less automatically for the body. It's like, it's like when you sleep and you're in the middle of a very intense dream, and you're identifying as the one in the dream, and you're going through all sorts of trouble. But you begin to wake up. As you begin to wake up, the dream begins to lose its color. It becomes vague and distant. until you completely wake up. And then there is, how could you have fear of something that now you realize was not real? But as long as we are in a dream and really into that role of entity in the dream, it's impossible not to fear the situations. But again, by going to the silence and getting ourselves familiar with the closeness that we have to our reality, this weakens by itself without much effort. Just like we see that it was a role that appeared in that dream.
At this point, Cavi asks Sat if she can make a few comments about this quote.
Now here it says, the fear of death is always with you as long as you think yourself as only the body and mind. And we know very well that little by little, we learn that by not going with our thoughts does not mean we die, does not mean we cannot be effective. So right there, the mind is getting more empty and the identification is for a full mind. When it gets empty, there is nothing to identify with. There is no tendencies in there to identify with. So every tendency that we stay and don't go with, it's get us closer to this identification. And as far as the body goes, we should not worry about it too much, because when the mind gets empty, the memory of attachment to the body loosens by itself, because the body's importance is in the thoughts. So when the thoughts gets settled down, the body attachment gets settled down too. Is the base of I am the body is a thought. So when you stay against that, the whole thing goes down, including the thinker. And then we begin little by little to realize that we thought that we were connected with every thoughts, emotion, and feeling, and it isn't so. We can exist without them, if we choose to do that. So then we don't have to go around and say, I am an angry person, or I am a this, I am a that. Because when we do say that, meaning that we're connected, and it changes our personality. We're all those personality, angry personality, happy personality. But by staying, all of this dies down. And it says you only use your body and mind as a vehicle for a short period of time. What does that mean? Means the body was, I'm going to eliminate the body, just talk about the mind. The mind originally, when it, as a manifestation, was supposed to function in a manifestation. But that's it. The signal comes that you're hungry, you go eat. The signal comes that you should go, here you go. But it has been so diluted and misused that it's hard to have a moment of relaxation. So we begin to use our mind properly. Meaning that the mind is empty enough to only signal what is necessary for the body. And here he says, okay, you use the mind and the body as a vehicle, and we explain that. And only I continue. I means existence. That's it's hard to explain it. You have to experience it. So that feeling of being, existent, isness that has no need of thinking. Like when you go to a deep meditation or deep silence, you're in need of nothing. That is what continues. And I think that's the main thing. And then he goes on to explain that death is only for the body and mind. As I was saying on the Tuesday night, the best preparation for death is to die while we are living. And that is the remedy to everything. And what is dying? The false acceptance. We don't have to change our lives. We don't have to give away our children. We don't have to even give away the attachment to our children, because a mother needs to have these feelings in order to take a good care of a child. But detachment, renunciation is something much deeper than elimination of surface. Is something that happens from the depth of our being by recognizing and realizing ourselves. In fact, our love becomes much more, ironically. But it's not a smothering love. We let everyone to be themselves as far as our family goes. Go ahead. For those of you that don't know Farsi, just be, well, she's translating, take advantage of that time.
Farnos translates and then everybody thanks Sat and the session ends.